ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another coverage episode of Comic Chronicle. And I am your host, as always, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Alrighty guys, we are in for a hefty, no pun intended, on that for a issue of coverage here, because guys and gals, and everyone in between, we're looking at covering Inhumans, not just the book series Inhumans and whatnot, but the overall Inhumans in Marvel Universe. That's a lot, because it's the overall concept of the Inhumans, which I might add, has not got their bright in the day yet. Not gotten their day to shine in the sun that is Marvel itself in television and cartoons and whatnot. Only tidbits and whatnot, but we'll get into that later. You're probably wondering, what the fuck is Inhumans? Well, I have something to tell you. And take a seat, guys and gals and everyone. Just take a seat, because it's going to be a little bit. This is a big informational coverage for you guys, because it's an overall thing. Not an issue, not a story, not a character, but an overall chunk. It's a slice of the Marvel cake, is what I'll tell you. Out of the entire cake, like a stack. A wedding cake stack, basically. Whatever it is. I'm not a baker, obviously, because I'm here talking to you guys. And, alright, so it's like a stack. We're looking at, like, a slice. And the unknown slice. A slice that you never knew was there. A leftover piece you never knew was there. And you're like, holy shit. Alright, getting at a cake. Because it is talking about comics and shit. Moving on, guys. Alright. We're looking at the first appearance of any of the Inhumans and whatnot. And it's actually in a pretty known book. The Fantastic Four, number 45, that came out in 1965. And obviously, as you can figure, it's Marvel. Who do you think it's created by? I'll give you a guess. Doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, we're back. It's created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, of course, right? Who else? Well, don't answer that. There's a lot of others. I just slapped everyone who ever created anything in the face of Marvel. My bad. Apologies. All right, so here's the history of the Inhumans. Before we get into the big players of the Inhumans that mean a lot in Marvel continuity, millions of years ago, in Earth time at least, aliens known as the Kree, big blue guys, experimented on early humans by splicing their DNA in order to create a super army to fight the evil alien race known as the Skrulls. Now the Skrulls, they're pretty fucking evil. they were part of the secret invasion and whatnot that replaced everyone or most of the superheroes and that. And then they're like, we're invading, bitch! Yeah, it was bad. They're shapeshifters and everything. Really bad. Now, the Inhumans, though, after being abandoned by the Kree, they went off on their own to form a secret society. And they use, and how, though, they created the Inhumans and how Inhumans members create more Inhumans. It's not, they don't splice the DNA like experimentation in a lab. But they use a thing called pterogenesis, and it's called pterogenesis is how it works. The pterogenesis is usually in the form of crystals, and they give it to humans that may contain the inhuman gene buried in their DNA. Sort of like mutants. Mutants have that gene that's in them and whatnot, but then people are born with powers and that. But inhumans, totally different. It wasn't like human evolution that got them, it was alien stuff. But people still call them aliens. I don't understand it. But hey. So you give it to... After you give it to the humans, they'll get buried in... Or they'll wrap the... They get put in a cocoon of sorts. And what's happened in the cocoon? It could be any number of powers. Yeah, you never know what could happen. You could... I'm not going to get any examples, because there's a lot of weird power stuff out there for the inhumans and what I could get into. But I'm not going to do it. Now, what they do is they also live in a floating city called Adalan. Hopefully, I'm not pronouncing that wrong, because I do love the Inhumans, and I'd feel really bad. Which is a floating city, but there's also usually... So, a big-ass floating city somehow hiding in the world. Yeah, they couldn't go for that one for too long. But they were hiding for hundreds of thousands of years, actually, from regular human society, because they were feared. They didn't want to be feared and whatnot, such as mutants. But... Once they revealed themselves, they are actually good. They're nothing bad. They're actually good. They actually help the Avengers and more, and help defend the Earth with the heroes, and most of them are actually the Earth heroes now. But like the X-Men and mutants of the world, they are sometimes feared themselves, of course. Some people fear what's different. That's what the X-Men based off of. But this is Inhumans, ladies and gents. Inhumans. Now, there is also bad ones. As always, you're going to get the villains. There's also bad ones who wish to hurt humanity and then try to take over the planet and whatnot. So, there you go. And also, really, Inhumans, they want to hurt Inhumans, too. Now, the Inhuman leadership, because you might think, is there a president? What's going on there? No, actually. It consists of a royal family. And these guys are basically the heavy hitters of the Inhuman books throughout the ages. And continuing to current day, actually, they're pretty much heavy hitters. And also, some of them do work on the Avengers, so it's pretty nice. What they have in the royal family right now is you're looking at the king, and the king is Black Bolt. And with his voice, he has the power and destructive force of basically an atomic bomb. And that's why he never speaks. And when he speaks, everyone gets really scared of him. And he's usually the reason why the United Nations and other interested parties have never tried to invade New Adeline. And they usually let them do... They park the city next to New York, and because of Black Bolt, they get scared. And because they don't want to go to war with people with powers. Because, obviously, that would not work. Because, yeah. So, yeah. He's usually silent one night, and he's a very, very great character himself. The Queen, Medusa, his wife. Bunch of history there. They may or may not be together right now. And she has the power to control every strand of her long, but tougher than steel hair. Yeah. Crazy stuff right there. Karnak, he has the superhuman strength. To see any weak spot in anything. Gorgon, or Gorgon. However you want to pronounce it. Heavily muscled legs. So he kind of looks like a half man. I can't remember the name, but half man. Kind of half goat legs. He's got kind of goat legs. Like from Narnia and whatnot. And he has the power to use those. And can use them to cause massive destruction. Or basically just massive destruction. Or hurt someone really, really, really bad, to say the least. So you would not want to piss him off. Triton. Kind of looks like a creature from Black Lagoon. He's able to swim at great speeds and withstand deep sea pressures due to his fish-like appearance. Because he's green. Wanna... And then Maximus the Mad. Black Bolt's evil brother, and he has mind control powers. And then next up, we have Lockjaw. Everyone's kind of favorite. He's a giant dog, kind of like a giant pug, with the ability to teleport himself and others around him to anywhere he pleases. Pretty nice fucking power. And he's also Black Bolt's good friend and slash pet. And next up, you're looking at Crystal, sister to Medusa, and she's able to control the four basic elemental elements. Pretty fucking nifty, if you might ask me. And bunch of history with her and such. Now, next up, we're going to the current books that they have out for the Inhumans. Right now, the current books that they have is the Uncanny Inhumans and then the All New Inhumans. And at the moment, as of recording this, there is still the book out, Inhumans vs. X-Men. Because that's going to lead us next to our next little tidbit, their current history. So what's been going on in the past 1 to 2 years of them. We'll do that to make life easy for you, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody. Now, what happened was, and there was Terrigen bombs that were set off by Black Bolt and his evil brother. And it caused two giant Terrigen Mist clouds. Now, you know what the Terrigen Mist, what Terrigen crystals do once you break the crystals, and the mist comes out. You know what happens. But that they float across the world and cause thousands of new Inhumans to appear. Because they can't get every Inhuman and whatnot. They can't get every person that's alive. Be like, hey, here's this. But that with the mist, and they float around uncontrollably, they do. But as it does that, it poisons and kills mutants with a disease known as Mpox, is what they call it now. It's like smallpox, hence the name. To mutants, and it also suppresses the potential mutant gene that may be in people. So, like, it's the mutant gene, now someone's gonna, like, develop power, so it may be someone who hasn't manifested the powers will not be able to get it, and someone who may have a child, or a great-great-great-grandchild, or whatever, won't have mutant powers anymore. So, obviously, it's gonna piss off the mutants and X-Men on the world. So, tensions are high between the X-Men and the Inhumans, and it sets them off to war, especially when they find out the Terrigen Mists are going to dissipate and basically make the world, the planet Earth, their home, all inhabitable. So any mutants that are around will die. Pretty fucking rough to say the least, but it is also royalty, as you can see, to the Inhumans, so that's why the Inhumans do nothing about it. And as the world kind of freaks out and it is like divided between, that's good, yeah, Terrigen Mist is good, and others are like, it's pure evil, sort of thing. Hate groups, of course, as always, and whatnot with them. Now, we're going to move on to live action, which is not too many. Is not too many at all. So we're going to switch over because it's going to be pretty nifty. But cartoon-wise, we're actually starting cartoon-wise, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do cartoon-wise because cartoon-wise, they've been in a few things, Amazing Spider-Man, the Avengers, and whatnot. They have bigger cartoon presence in live action. Now, live action, the Inhumans were introduced in the Marvel Universe through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., through a season of them, but did not introduce the royal family or any big Inhumans except for later on in a different season. But small time, C-lister Inhuman, C-lister at best. But the only other, they actually do a B character of the Inhumans and whatnot. Obviously, Daisy Johnson, and I don't want to spoil Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they haven't caught up in it, but Daisy Johnson, a.k.a. Quake. I won't say who Daisy Johnson is, because then, if you don't, it's just so convoluted, guys. We're not going to go into that, because that's a whole different issue coverage of podcasts and whatnot. So, that's her, and she has, like, earth, she has power to shoot vibrational frequencies from her hands and whatnot, and usually causes earthquakes and stuff like that. Now, she also works with agent. She's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in the show as well, so that's also pretty helpful. But, in case you thought this was really interesting, like, fuck, I want to see something like in the Marvel Connected Universe, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is connected in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're actually getting something, ladies and gentlemen, of the year 2017, the Royal Family TV show. So we're going to get new Adeline. We're going to get a world out there where it's based up on the Royal Family, of course, and new Adeline and all them and their issues and whatnot. And it actually, the first couple episodes, if you guys never see this news for whatever reason, the first few episodes are actually going to be played in IMAX 3D this year. Before TV. So maybe they might put them on TV after whatnot, but the few beginning episodes are going to be in IMAX 3D. And then the rest will be aired on television. Which is kind of weird, to say the least. But hey, whatever. I mean, I'm still going to go see it in IMAX 3D. I recommend anybody who likes Inhumans, it sounds interesting, go check it out, because it is going to be connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Maybe one day. We probably won't see him in Infinity War. If we do, I will be like, holy shit, this is a well-best kept secret ever. But if not, we're going to be seeing them probably in a movie sooner or later with the Defenders and whatnot. But that's all for a different issue and whatnot. Alrighty, guys. So hopefully you liked this little coverage of the Inhumans that are that little slice of the beautiful cake that is the Marvel Universe in comics and whatnot. If you guys have any questions on the Inhumans and whatnot, or anything you want to cover and whatnot, or any reviews you want to give on them, or anything I left out, which is probably a little bit, but this is the most summed up version I want to give you guys, go ahead and tweet it or message me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. So it's always a plus on there, so we can hear feedback from you guys and gals and everyone. And also, guys, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel on iTunes and whatnot on there, or like us up on Podbean, whichever you decided to listen to me on. And hopefully you guys enjoy the little fun thing that I can give you guys and whatnot. There's so much history with the Inhumans, it would take probably a day to cover with them. But this, guys and gals, hopefully you liked it. If not, send a better view. I don't give a shit. I'll look at Jane Flucky off on my phone, so it's alright. There's nothing much else to tell you guys, but go check them out. So like I said before, they all new Inhumans and Uncanny Inhumans, and then Inhumans vs. X-Men. But I wouldn't read Inhumans vs. X-Men until you cut up on the other stuff. There's volumes for you guys to buy. There's old books you guys can buy. There's a whole lot. Or if you want to wait on that and you just want to watch the TV show when it comes out later this year, be my guest. All up to you. I don't force you guys to do anything. Freedom of all. Freedom of all here. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. As always, stay classy, Adeline.